Good evening, this is KD2AIC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerlands Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerlands, Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomerlands Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, September 16th, that's tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark 3 Center, 106 Carter Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2U, good evening.
KC2YXN, good evening.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's three. We'll start at the top with WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
WA2U, well, good evening to you, Jeff, and everyone else on the net and those out there listening. Had a good weekend, a good day today. Did some cooking, and Saturday. Saturday was interesting weather. Kathy went to the Oneida County garage sale up at the... up there in Boonville at the fairgrounds, amongst the sprinkles and things. And I went into camp with a friend of mine, Mark, and we worked on the pouring the footers and moved a couple cinder blocks around and had a lot of fun as the rain came off the eaves of the camp. But we didn't melt and didn't fade away. So got that done. We had to move up 15 bags of... Sacrete, I guess, 80-pound bag. So we got a little bit of workout. It's good to get that project done at about 12:30, and we've got some more stuff to do with that, but got back home and showered, and that was the end of it. So good Saturday night, listening to some music, and Sunday morning had a good time. So we'll turn it back over to you. Got about 31 degrees last night, so I don't think it'll get that cold today, this evening rather, but haven't started the stove up yet, but we're in that, we're poised and I guess ready to go. Plenty of wood and trying to hold off as long as we can, but we'll look for what the temperature is during the day because the stove is going to be way, way, way too hot. So we'll wait a while. But anyways, we'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. WA to you. Back to that.
Okay, John. Well, sounds like you got a good workout. I know how that goes with the bags of... Sacrete there. Geez, I've had to do that before. It's a lot of heavy work, and those bags don't get any lighter towards the end of the day. Well, I didn't get a low this morning here. I forgot to check it, but it was pretty cool. I went up to camp here this morning myself and went up to just work there for the day. I did get that Yagi antenna installed. Seems to be working pretty good. I was able to work online most of the day up there. But as soon as I got up there, well, I fired up the wood stove. It was cold. It's chilly, so I fired it up just to get the chill out of the air, and then I let it burn right out, so it warmed up there towards the middle of the day. But, alright, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. And now we'll move over to the other side of the dinner table there, to KC2YXN. Kathy, good evening, what's up?
KC2YXN here, well, you're exactly right, it is the other side of the dinner table. And, yeah, I had the garden covered, so we didn't lose anything. None of the flowers were okay. I covered the lettuce and the zooks and the beans and the peppers. So we're still going along with them. But Thursday we're going to have another frost, so I guess it's inevitable. But we had a good weekend. I'm refinishing some furniture outside. It's a good day for that, so... Send it back to you, Jeff, KC2YXN.
All right. Nice. Yeah, I didn't even, I'm sure there was a frost here this morning. I didn't check the garden, though. I'm sure it killed a bunch of stuff out there. Our garden's about winding down anyway, so I just got to dig out a few more potatoes and it'll be done. But okay, well, it sounds like you guys had a busy day. Definitely a good day to be outside working on that kind of stuff. With you know, with cool like this, one thing is definitely for sure, there are no bugs. So good time to go out there and get all that outdoor stuff done. All right, Kathy, I hope you brought that furniture in, because it looks like a bit of rain's moving in. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. At 5AOW, Bill, good evening. How was the golf course or the lake today?
Not bad, Jeff, at 5AOW. Yeah, I spent the day, visited friends up in Branningham for a little bit, and then came back down and got a few things done that we needed to do around here in the sunshine. A little chilly doing it, but it worked out all right. Then took the rest of the afternoon, relaxed, had dinner, and then watched a little bit of TV. So that pretty well summed it up for us today, but enjoyed it anyway. So I'll return it back to you. I'm a little plugged up. I don't know why. Shouldn't have any pollen affecting me with the sinuses, but I got a little bit of, I don't know, sinus problems tonight or whatever. So anyway, back to you, Jeff, 73 to all, and 5ALW.
All right, Bill. Well, I don't know. I had that going on a little earlier today, too, and then it passed, so I don't know. Maybe it's the same thing. But, all right, well, I'm glad you enjoyed the day today, and maybe they'll see you up there in the meeting. I'm not sure if I'm going to be at the meeting tomorrow or not, but in case anybody doesn't know, the meeting for the Boonville Amateur Radio Club is tomorrow at 7:30 at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, Boonville. My brother's coming up here kind of a last minute, so I don't know what his plans are when he gets up here, so if I'm not going to be doing anything specific there at 7:30, then I'll probably come up. I know we got a bunch of trees here to take down, and he's going to give me a hand with that, so. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
I'm getting some terrible interference, like a arcing power line or something. But we got 54 degrees up on the hill here. And got a phone call today from a friend of mine in town. He called and says, "Who is this?" I said, "This is Ray." He says, "I heard you were dead." I went, "No, it's my wife's dad died, not me." He said, "Oh, gee, I just heard today that you died." So I'm not dead. I thought I was gonna yesterday with that kidney stone, but I'm doing good today. Over.
Well, I'm glad to hear it's not you. Otherwise, this computer must have changed some frequencies pretty serious. But okay. Did they get that kidney stone taken care of, or are you just has it receded a bit?
No, it's it just is backed off a little bit. I went the whole day without taking any pain medication, so. Last time this happened, I went 5 days without any major pain. So, got to get in to see the urologist next week.
All right. Well, good luck with it. I know those things can be a pain, so hopefully we'll ease up and get that taken care of. All right, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Glad to hear you're still alive over there. So, all right, take care. This is KD2AIT looking for check-in.
This is KB2ZSV.
KB2ZSV. Tim, good evening. What's going on tonight?
I'm not a whole bunch. Just sitting here talking on the radios and had to go down to the city today. Had the water pump gone in my van, so we had to put a water pump in that. Then we did a little running around, went up the apple orchard and got a bunch of apples, and she's going to make me apple pies tomorrow. So that sounds sounds good.
Oh yeah, definitely getting that time of year. I remember I used to live down in the apple orchards down there near New Falls, New York, and this is that time of year. They'd all be picking them like crazy down there, and there's all apple everything everywhere you went. So about a month from now, you were so sick of hearing about apples because you'd eaten about every different kind and drank about every different kind of cider you can imagine. So, but this is a good time of year for that. So good luck with the apple pie, and thanks for checking in. And Tim, you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, I think I pretty much said everything I did today. Went up to camp and worked, and, you know, worked my job up there. I was able to connect in with a new cell phone booster and was able to do all my stuff online. So that was kind of nice and quiet up there, and got a lot of work done. And then we got back here. We went out for a run until fast. It was nice tonight. There were other people doing the same thing. I think everybody had the same idea in mind. Get a nice long run in before this rain hits tonight and all day tomorrow. So anyway, that's about all I have to report. All right, is there any comments, queries, or any check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT.
N2OIQ Mobile.
N2OIQ Mobile, Dan, good evening. You going to be at the meeting tomorrow?
I should be, no problem. Right now, I'm in Lago. I'm in Lago, and the computer's coming in here really good. I'm probably getting back to it as far as the computer's getting in here. So, but anyway, so I just hit by Walmart and 2YQ.
Roger, yeah, you got some bacon fry in the background, but we hear you. I'm not sure if I'm going to be there tomorrow. I got my brother coming in town, but if I can steal away a half an hour or so, I'll get up there to the meeting. I won't be able to stay long, but we'll see what we can do. All right, well, you have a safe night. You were just starting to break up a little bit there, so we'll let you go, and maybe we'll catch you here tomorrow night. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in?
Yeah, a little power. I'm got a high power now. It's some better.
Yeah, you sound better. You still got a little bacon there, but you said your signal's stronger.
Okay, N2IQ.
Clear. All right, have a good evening. Are there any other comments, queries, or check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of whatever language you use. I'd like to thank, John, Kathy, Bill, Ray, Tim, and Dan for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can now please.
AC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
AC2NBU, well, all right. Thank you for checking, and much appreciated. The Western District net got finished a little early, so I can hear again. Because they go through that Rochester repeater and wipes me out. Looking for additional stations for our time, with or without traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, no traffic.
N2WBX, all done. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Anyone else for action tonight?
N5AOW, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
N5AOW, hello, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Good to hear everybody. Good not to have the other repeater on. official stations with World Traffic for Oxygen.
This is KJ2Q with World Traffic, over.
KJ2Q, hello, John. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Okay, thank you all for checking in. I much appreciate it, folks. Good to hear everybody. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA207.